news channel after news channel after news channel. Ever wonder why they report the same news? This is Wake Up America.
Brought to you by Citizen Stringer.
The media has become absolute lunacy. What makes us different? We just tell the truth. Daily headlines, politics, social issues, focusing on headlines that the mainstream media ignores. Conservative to the core and honest, sometimes to a fault. Unapologetically American. Welcome to Wake Up America with your host, Stephen Oatley.
What's going on, everybody? How the heck are you doing? Let's get some overlays on here. We like them overlays. Actually, let me put that one there. Anyway, let's switch to the other camera. This is the camera I want to use tonight for what we're doing. We're going to open up the phone lines. It's something I don't do very much because I'll be honest, I'm not a big fan of doing it. But I think tonight is an important night to kind of let you guys speak your minds, talk about what you want. If you're watching on, well, you're not. If you're trying to watch on Wake Up America podcast channel on YouTube, well, guess what? We were suspended for 2 weeks for playing Donald Trump's speech on Saturday, which we deleted on Monday. Yet they still gave us a copyright, or not a copyright. They still gave us a misinformation strike. So we're banned for 2 weeks on YouTube. And contrary to what you may or may not know, that's a huge deal because it costs us money. So it's what is going on here? Hold on. I'm trying to get this. Got that. All right. I want to make sure it shows. So if you're trying to watch there, so obviously our views are going to be a little bit lower, but we do have a backup going, and that works on our 24-hour channel. Plus, we are also live on Citizen Stringer TV. We are live on PTNN, PT News Network TV, and we're live on Facebook, Twitch, and DLive, and Periscope. I think we have a Periscope somewhere as well, but we never have any viewers on Periscope because I don't even know if it's still going. But yeah, if you're watching and you do have a like button below, just hit that like button and we'll get it started. So for anyone that doesn't know, when we do the call-in shows, I know a lot of people, they want to, you know, make racist comments or, you know, say anything to try to get us banned. And I understand the idea, like how that's fun, but please don't do that because today is a day for people to actually just speak their minds. I'm going to run for 2 hours. If you have something to say, speak it. To say it today. I do have a couple of guidelines up, and I'm going to throw those up right now so everyone can see them, and we're going to follow these guidelines. Fuck, I messed up. This is the one I meant to do. I knew I was messing something up. See, I wanted to make it look good. The call-in number is 516-387-1540. Now, you got to follow these instructions pretty clear because sometimes people have some issues. When you're ready, so when you're caught up in the audio on your phone call, press 1, or I think maybe 1 or star 1 or 1 star, but press 1 and mute the audio on your video so that way we could just jump right into it so we don't have any issues. Now, obviously, no racist comments when you call in. No COVID origin talks. You know what I'm saying about that. We can't have any of that going on. No talking about it's a myth. Whether or not we all believe it, it doesn't matter. You can't talk about that because we are live to social media. And yeah, and no whining about the show. If you want to whine about something, whine about the state of our country, because that is a much bigger deal than what is currently taking place in this country. So again, I see a couple of callers already. You got to press 1. And before I even get into that, I have a question for you guys. So, you know, I bought the new heat press to make my own shirts and stuff. So I got the first overlays. You can't even see it, but it's the F your mandates. That's it. But the problem that I have with it here, you'll be able to see it better on this camera. The problem that I have is that I've never really done these shirts and all that stuff before. So I didn't really measure right, so it's going to be way too big for a t-shirt. So I'm thinking, you know, I can do anything on like a 50-50 blend or just cotton. Should I make pillowcases that say F your mandates in white, just like black pillowcases, and sell them? Would anyone buy them? Because this, I think I have 100 of these, and now I have no use for them. I thought about making shirts where it says it sideways, but then I'm like, that's stupid. I don't want to do it. So I got to try to figure out what to do with these. So maybe if anyone has any ideas on what material I should put these on, because it's too big for a t-shirt. It's too big for a sweatshirt. I'm a big guy. I'm very wide. And as you can see, the letters would essentially go from armpit to armpit. So it's not going to work. So if anyone has any ideas what to do with those, if you think pillowcases, that's what my wife was saying, maybe pillowcases or something else, let me know and we'll try to put that into action. All right. So we had a caller, but they both hung up already. So again, and you're going to wait on hold too, because when this starts to pick up steam, there'll be a lot of callers coming in. So when you're ready to call in, dial 516-387-1540, which is the number to call in, and then press 1 when you're caught up with the audio on the microphone, or so the audio that you hear through your phone, and make sure you turn off the audio on your thing. Here, I'm just going to throw you up first. 804, you're live. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I have an idea for that. Pretty good. I have an idea for you. It's the... the thing you just showed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you make flags with them?
Flags?
Make flags.
I could, but it's a heat press.
Or I can hang it outside their house.
Yeah. I mean, it would still be pretty small. They'd be small flags. I could see if I could find some flag material that's like cotton, because it has to be cotton in order, or cotton or like a 50% polyester. Like these kind of flags won't work, but that is an idea. You know, I could just make it on, you know, a sheet or something. And you guys, I mean, in all reality, it could just hang on the wall. It's about, I don't know, 14, 15 inches wide. So it's too wide for a t-shirt or anything. But that's not a bad idea. Flags, make flags.
Hang on your front window.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, hang in your front window.
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect size for that.
One more thing. Did you ever get your grass cut?
I did. Yep, I did.
This is James over PC and news. I'm just, you know, I didn't want to talk anything too serious. I want to keep it light because too much seriousness going on in the world.
For sure. Yeah, no, I mowed it on, I believe, Sunday, and it's already very long. Like down by the street, the little, I didn't mow that because it wasn't very long. But for anyone just tuning in, I really enjoy mowing my lawn. It's very therapeutic for me. So, but hey, James, thanks for calling in, bud.
All right. Bye bye.
See ya. All right, who do we got now? Let's do 360. 360, you're live. What's up?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Mindy. I live in Vancouver across from Hellhole Portland.
Yeah.
But we got Jay Inslee as our governor here.
Uh-huh.
And these mandates that they put on for the vaccine, I'm a home health care worker.
Right.
I care for my son who's quadriplegic. In order to continue to care for my son in my own home, I have to get the shot.
Right. Really?
Otherwise, I can't care for my own son in my own home.
Wow.
Because of the vaccine mandate. Yeah. Is that absolutely ridiculous? In my own home, I have to have the vaccine.
It is ridiculous, you know, and here's the thing is, I don't know, we're waiting for an attorney to finally just give us a final say on our next story, because we wanted to fully vet what we were going to talk about. The only thing I would say and advise you to do is, if you don't have a medical exemption, if you don't have a religious exemption, and there's letters, you can find them on Twitter, you can find them on Facebook, where they're successful at getting it based on the contents of the vaccines, you can, you know, for a religious exemption. Mm-hmm. And some nurses that's worked for, some nurses that we've talked to on this show, and some nurses that we've met down when we were covering Charlotte, which again, there's a protest this Saturday, I believe, or Sunday in Charlotte as well. But I mean, you could do that. Or what I would say is, if you have to do the vaccine and it is something you're going to do, make sure it has the new legal name of the Pfizer vaccine. And you'll know why once we put out the article. But
the
we're waiting.
One they're doing in this area.
No, not Pfizer. It should not say Pfizer on the actual thing. It should have their new legal name, like Cometri or whatever it is, because that's the only one they that's the only one they can mandate. They can't mandate anything else. And you'll know because of the article that we're coming out with. We wanted to make sure that we were getting the legal interpretation of our source and of the FDA documents to make sure that those aligned with, you know, common sense. And I think we did. And April's putting it together. So as soon as we do have that, you'll see why. Because if you do take that, because here's the thing with emergency use authorizations, they have since, I forgot what the law is, but since 2005, the law was passed where if there's anything that bad that happens with an emergency use authorization drug, you can't take recourse against anybody. Whereas if you take an FDA approved drug and then something goes wrong, there's a huge, huge thing. But the drug that they approved in the document or in the FDA one, it's very weird and it's very hard to read, but everyone's starting to figure it out over the past 24 hours. It's not, even though it is, it's not Pfizer. It is still the Pfizer BioNTech drug. It's the same formulation, same everything, but they have to use the same name. And that's why Pfizer, they extended the emergency use authorization for that drug. So the recommendation is if you are facing a mandate where you need to be vaccinated, the only drug they can legally force you to because employers, states, you know, they can mandate it. Like when I was an EMT, I had to get TB tests and all that stuff. They can mandate those tests. They can mandate those vaccines for you unless you have some sort of exemption for them. But they can only mandate FDA approved drugs. So that's what we're trying to figure out, because based on, if you look at the actual FDA documents yesterday, they didn't, or 2 days ago, they didn't approve Pfizer specifically. They gave it a new emergency use authorization and then added the third booster shot for people 16 and up. But what they did is they set a new drug under a new name, but there's limited stock of that drug, and the other drug can be used interchangeably under the emergency use authorization, which means you have no legal recourse if something happens. I know I probably just confused the shit out of you, but it's weird.
I'm following along.
Okay, but that's one of the reasons why we wanted to make sure. You know, and then, you know, it's funny because there's a lawyer on Facebook, just by looking up the drug's name, I found a law firm that actually put out this whole big post that talks about it and talks about how it's illegal for anybody. That's why the whole military that's why they're mandated now. But again, it's very important to realize that drug manufacturers, except Johnson & Johnson, Johnson & Johnson announced today that all their employees must be vaccinated. But none of the other drug companies, the White House, the FDA, National Institute of Health, none of those people have mandated the vaccine, even now, which is really weird to me. But it's just very odd. But anyway, yeah, I don't know what I could tell you about there. The only thing I would say is look into a religious or medical exemption for it, and then, you know, just keep fighting the good fight. That's, as much as that sucks, it's true.
Yeah.
You know, keep fighting the good fight.
Oh, one other thing.
Yeah.
Tumblers. We need new tumblers.
New tumblers? Oh, you're the one that sent me the email the other day, right? I think you want the tumblers. Yeah, I'll try to come up with some new ones. It's hard. I wear too many hats. It's hard to do what I do, to create the designs. And now I'm going to be printing the
mugs with tumblers.
All right. Yeah. All right, we'll do. Well, the mugs I'm actually going to start doing here as well.
I appreciate all you do.
No worries. Thank you. Bye. All right. 608. How you doing?
Hey, brother.
What's up?
I'm a LEO about 20 years, and you know, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. The amount of light,
no problem.
You shed, lifting up the rock of
you still there? Did we? I'm sorry, I lost you for a second. Sorry, say it again.
No, just the the light that you shed on what was going on in the country.
Yeah.
I mean, I was out working the riot, and I'd get home from my duty, and I'd basically turn on your platform. And, you know, I don't know if it was, you know, just a glutton for punishment to try to, you know, I was experiencing firsthand. And then I'm getting emotional because I'm telling you that what you were shedding light on. And then, you know, we would turn around and watch CNN, and it was zero.
Yeah.
Zero coverage of any of the stuff that was going on. And for me to be able to point people to your platform, it was very, very, it was huge that someone out there was actually bringing light to what we were seeing on the ground, and nobody else was doing it. Nobody. You know, the service that you provided really was immeasurable, and it was.
Well, thank you.
The fact that you were doing that was huge to us because, you know, I mean, it just that's the saddening thing is when you feel like, hey, this is all going on, but the media is covering it up.
Right.
And when there's, you know, you wonder, like, how can we survive as a country if we don't have the truth, if we're getting censored? And the fact that you were out there fighting the good fight and doing what you were doing, it gave me hope that people will find out what's really going on. So. Thank you. I don't really have anything other than that.
Well, thank you. And thank you for your service every day going out there and dealing with that bullshit.
Yeah. Well, we just, you know, just keep fighting a good fight. But the platform was amazing. And,
well, thank you.
You keep doing what you're doing. Don't give up.
I'm not going to give up. It wears on me, but I'm not giving up. Hey, again, thank you for your service and stay safe out there.
All right, brother.
All right, see ya. 786-786, you're live. What's up?
Hey, man. That's really interesting. I was listening to that last caller because I'm actually also an LEO out in Florida here.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been working quite as long as he has. I've been on the job for about 11 years now. I will say he was saying he was getting emotional talking about your show. That was a little concerning. That sounds like a little bit like he's soft. I wouldn't necessarily want to be having someone like that and working alongside me out on the street.
I think he was saying more of he was getting emotional because he was out there dealing with the riots every day and the media never portrayed it.
You can't get emotional.
Well, I mean,
you know, you can't get that's part of the job is you got to keep the emotion out of it. And it's like, what, he's going to be crying out there because he sees something sad. It's like, that's part of the job, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Anything else, man? I mean, thank you for your service.
You got to respect. Yeah. You said thank you for your service to him as well. I appreciate that. Sometimes guys like you, cause you're a big, tough, strong guy. Obviously you're probably almost as big as I am, to be honest. Your arms are probably similar or close to as big as mine. But so sometimes guys like you think you don't need the cops. You think you're above it. So I appreciate you sort of recognizing that you're below us on the totem pole, regardless of your size.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. I you saw what I was doing, right? I had my finger down cause I couldn't tell if that was a real call or not. And I still am not sure. I'm still not sure because here's the thing. When someone says there's no emotion, there's emotion. Okay. and sometimes you're supposed to show emotion, and you know what doesn't, or you know what happens when you don't show emotion, you get a job as a bouncer and you start beating the shit out of people to deal with your emotional problems until you wash out of a fire department. That's what happens when you don't show your emotion, okay? And that was only after 2 years. So imagine these people that have been on the job for 20 years and seen the most awful things possible and then have to deal with these riots that nobody cares. I mean, police have been attacked left and right. So to say, oh, you're not supposed to wear, you're not supposed to have emotion, you're not supposed to do that, that's a nonsensical thing. And I'd be, you know, you said you'd be concerned to have him by your side. I'd be concerned to work next to you, bud, to be completely honest. And plus, your last statement was completely weird anyway. Anyway, 814.
Yo, Steve.
What's up?
Yo, Steve, what's up? It's Darren, the guy that's running for mayor.
Hey, what's up, Darren?
I wanted
Yeah, I wanted to give you an update.
Yeah.
First of all, if you're thinking about running, do it now. Okay.
I'm not running.
Second off, I was at our county fair on Friday with my daughter.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a resident of my town, and after I was done, a gentleman came over to me and he said he really liked what I was saying. I look up, I see his name tag, and it's the Republican candidate for governor of Pennsylvania. So I'm like, all right, thank you, sir. You know, it's an honor. And he's like, if and when I get into office, there's going to be a seat for you.
No, there you
people,
go.
Especially the candidate or people that listen to your show, you know, that know what's going on. That's what the candidates want. They want people that don't have their head in the sand, that know what's going on, to represent them and their base. So, you know,
yeah.
We need to get a rally or something here in PA. And then I could get that candidate for governor to come too and do a rally and therefore get a bigger base.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you guys put together a rally, I'll come up to it and we'll cover it and we'll promote it. So how about that? So, cause Pennsylvania is not that far. And like I said, I think more people need to run for office. You know, I think everyone should, or at least get involved in your local politics. And I'm so glad that you're running for mayor, that Kate is running for the school board. We have others, like you said, that guy's running for governor. We've had a couple of people. We had people last year, the last election cycle, that were running for mayor and running for, what was the other one? Council members, I believe. No, that was governor too. Christensen, you know, we need more like-minded people. And to be honest, with everything that's going on politically right now, it shouldn't be that hard to call out the opponent. You know, whether it's a Republican or Democrat, it shouldn't be that hard to be like, listen, look what happened in Afghanistan. What did you do? Like if it's a national level, you know, national level election, what did you do? Or even governors, because governors right now should be, you know, speaking out against what's happening in Afghanistan. We have breaking news right now that just came out. One of the viewers sent it, said there's another security threat in Kabul right now because of security threats outside of the gates of Kabul airport. Yep. We are advising U.S. citizens to avoid traveling to the airport and avoid airport gates at this time. U.S. citizens who are at the Abbey Gate, East Gate, or North Gate should leave immediately.
Yep, and the T-ban, because I don't want you to get in trouble.
Well, you could say Taliban. They're allowed on Twitter. They're allowed
people.
Yeah, you could say Taliban. Terrorists, right. You know, the terrorists. Let's just say
that. Okay, the Taliban, they're no one to mess with. I served in Operation Iraqi Freedom. We had a different type of insurgency over there.
Right.
But my brother... My brother served in Afghanistan, and he told me they're no one to mess with.
Yeah.
But getting back to how you said, you know, people need to call out people that are in office now.
Yeah.
My 6-year-old daughter did that because after I was talking to the governor or the soon to be governor, because Pennsylvanians are fed up with Wolf and his regime. The governor, or soon to be governor, looked over at the Democratic tent, and there was an older guy sitting in a chair sleeping.
Yeah.
And he made the joke, that guy looks like Joe Biden. Well, my 6-year-old youngest twin daughter brings
or right off the top of her head says, anyone that voted for Joe Biden needs to go and pound their head against the wall. She said that the person for governor started laughing. There was someone running for senator. She started laughing, you know, and they know it, you know, and if they see a 6-year-old that is more patriotic than the whole left base, you know,
it's so sad, dude.
They know that this country is, you know, there is some hope, you know, you just got to raise your kids right, you know, let them speak their mind. Don't shush them up and be like, oh no, you can't talk about Joe Biden, or you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that. Let them talk to you.
Yeah.
And that's what I do with my daughters. And, you know, I mean, they take after their dad, you know, being patriotic and all that.
Yeah.
So I'll let you go.
Well, thank you, man.
Get the rally set up, and I'll
let me know when it is, and I'll come up there.
All right, sounds good, boss.
All right,
have a good one.
You too. Bye. All right, who's next? Remember, you got to press 1 if you're ready to come on the air. Press the number 1 button so I can see that you're live. Someone is telling me to delete. I can't delete your comments on DLive. Delete your own comments or just don't write anything stupid. Like, I mean, you're going to get us banned on DLive. We've already been banned twice. So you're going to get us banned if you're writing something stupid. April, why don't you just go in there and see if we can just shut off the damn chat? Someone on Twitch asked, where is the guy from? He's from Pennsylvania. I don't remember what town, but he's from Pennsylvania. All right. Someone said they want us to get out, but yet they won't let people to the airport. Way to go, Biden voters. You knew this was going to be a shit show. It's crazy. Again, breaking out of Kabul right now because of a security threat outside of the gates of the airport there. The U.S. Embassy is advising U.S. citizens to avoid traveling to the airport and to avoid airport gates at this time unless you receive individual instructions to do so from the government. U.S. citizens who are at the Abbey Gate, the U.S. Gate, or the North Gate should leave immediately. This is insane. This is insane. We are such a weak company right now, our country. I mean it. We're so weak. We just look weak. 917, 917, you're live.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Hello?
Yep.
What's up, Steve? Billy from Long Island. How are you, buddy?
Good, Billy. What's
up? Hey, a couple things. I'm a retired NYPD, 20 years, 96 to 16.
Yeah.
And that guy said before that, you know, you keep your emotions out of it. Well, let me tell you something. The whole job is emotions. You're dealing with people.
I know.
And you're dealing with people at their worst times, at their best times. So the whole thing is all about emotions. This is about controlling your emotions, not taking it personal.
Right.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Hey, no, 2 questions.
Yeah.
People in the military, if they still refuse to take the vaccine, will they be dishonorably discharged?
Yeah. Yeah. And there was a post that I saw. Let me see if I can get it. Because I actually commented on the post. Let me see if I can get it real quick. It was a post by Joint Base Lewis McCord. They had posted it out. Said now that the Comirnaty, previously called Pfizer-BioNTech, which is incorrect, whatever, vaccine has full approval from the U.S. Drug Administration, the U.S. Department of Defense has made it mandatory for DOD service members. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said the memo, blah, blah, blah. And then they were, because a lot of people were asking those questions, which is kind of interesting. And they did answer. And I'm trying to see.
So basically, they're going to make felons out of people who just don't want to take a vaccine. That is a dishonorable discharge equivalent to a felon conviction, almost.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if it is, but I know I'm trying to find the quote because they actually explained the whole process. So let me try to find that for you real quick, because they basically said Man, where to go? Hold on, let me look up newest because I'll probably see my comment in here. All right, so it says here. I don't know where. I think they deleted my comment, to be completely honest.
No problem. Second question. These four people in Waverly, Tennessee, where is FEMA? Where is the federal government? This happened on Saturday. And how come we don't see Kamala Harris or Biden going down there to console these Americans who there are people still missing, unaccounted for, and nobody's talking about this? A tragedy would happen down there in Tennessee with those rising floodwaters.
Right. Yeah, I thought that we I thought FEMA was deployed. I could be wrong. I thought in our article we read.
Oh, I haven't seen anything on Facebook yet.
Oh, yeah, I'm not
all
sure.
Last thing, hey, I know you're a powerlifter.
Yeah.
What do you think of Ed Cohen, the greatest of all time, or what?
For who?
Ed Cohen, the greatest powerlifter of all time, or what? Oh. I know you're into powerlifting.
Well, I'm into lifting it. Not no offense, not being a fanboy or nothing like that. I don't know. Like, I liked the strongman stuff as well. So I liked Eddie Hall and I liked Thor. But you know, half Thor or whatever. But they both went to this, you know, $1 million boxing crap and I don't know. But in terms of powerliftings, no, I really don't. I don't know. You know who I. You know, because I don't know. I'm old. I started doing it because I just wanted to lift heavy things. So I never really paid attention. Yeah, I couldn't even tell you a power lifter, like a name of a power lifter, unless I met them, like in person and trained with them.
If you get some time, just look him up and read about him. The greatest of all time, Ed Cohen.
Yeah, but was he really raw, or was he using all sorts of gear and all that stuff?
I mean, he probably was juicing back in the day. But the guy at his heaviest is no more than 220, 225.
Yeah.
And he's putting up 2,400 triples, totals, which are unbelievable. Even for that size.
So, yeah. Was he using like bench shirts and deadlift suits and all that stuff? Or was it raw?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No
straps.
Yeah.
No straps on the bar. They only use the suit. The bench press shirt and the knee wraps.
Yeah,
but today the guys the straps for the deadlifts.
No, they don't. Not in powerlifting. That's only strongman. Never.
Oh, really?
They're not legal in any federation. But yeah, I don't do bench shirts and like when I but deadlift or you know squatting with straps, I'll do or, you know I'll do like 650, which is way beyond what my normal you know squat is. I've never tried deadlifting with a deadlift suit because my deadlift is already pretty high. And then benching, I guarantee that I'd put probably 500 up with a bench shirt on first try just because of the way I bench because I do close grip. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of cheating to be honest. It's about the raw strength. That's I only compete in the classic raw division.
All right, brother. Take care, man. Nice talking to you.
Hey, you too, man. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, 315, what's going on?
Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Good, how are you? Drew.
Good. I'm an eight-year veteran. I did two tours in Afghanistan. My first tour was 14 months, and I got shot 2 months into it.
Oh, wow.
I got into a conversation because I'm 37 years old. I've now been out as long as I was in.
Right.
And I enjoy conversation.
Right.
Watching your show all last year and everything has really taught me that, you know, we need to have conversation.
Right.
And in this conversation, this person had the nerve to tell me, I don't know what it's like and I've never been over there. May 2nd, when I got shot, I got sent to Bagram Air Base.
Yeah.
There are still minefields outside Bagram Air Base.
Right.
And the next day, I had a 10-year-old girl come into the room with her foot blown off. Looking at her dad in the face when he came in the room and hearing her cry, it broke my heart.
Right.
Because I've been face-to-face with the Afghan civilians and been face-to-face with the Taliban. And right. to be honest, they don't care about anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you reported it. They shot that woman in the street.
Right.
What do you think they're going to do after August 31st with any, if they find any American left over there?
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it, but it they're setting us up for failure is what's happening.
No, they really, there's,
had a Marine on.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go
you
ahead.
You had a Marine on, and that dude hit the nail on the head. And I'll tell you, you know, it hits me in the heart when it's like my 8 years in the Army, we're told what to do. We're told what vaccines to take. We're told, like, when to march. We are told what to do.
Yeah.
Even when we're deployed, these people that are over there in Kabul right now, they're being told what to do.
Right.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. It's, I just don't know, man. You know, I have, you know, I don't talk about family on here, but all my brothers are veterans, and I just can't imagine. I can't imagine, and I won't talk to them about it.
It's a hard conversation to have.
Yeah, I mean, we don't talk about, you know, because I wasn't in the military, so they'll talk to each other about it. I don't talk to them about it just because, you know, it is what it is. There's just so many. It's a hard time for everybody, yeah, and I can't imagine being
to talk to each other about it.
Yeah, well, more than ever, I think is what you know veterans have to do is they just have to, you guys have to talk to each other, because I mean, the way, well, see, I don't even want to say that, and that's why I'm always conscious about what I say about over there, because it's, I don't know, man. It's like doing CPR for 20 minutes, and you bring them back, and then they die. Like it's. I guess that's the closest thing that I can relate to is feeling accomplished.
Like, yeah, civilian.
Yeah. You know, but and that's the thing is you're right.
I get that.
Yeah. It's, but that's it. When I try to relate to that mindset, I'm like, what could possibly that I've gone through that could even impact the, like that way, you know, even though it's completely different. And that's the analogy that I have is, you know, doing CPR on a child for, you know, a long time and you think you did it and then it was futile. It didn't work. And then you sit there and go, what the fuck? But hopefully not everybody deals with it the way I did, because that story about becoming a bouncer and all that right. stuff, and, that well, was a real story. But
yeah. And absolutely the biggest thing for a civilian, for anybody, if they understand the military and they have military in their family and they can, it's hard to get in a military mindset.
Yeah.
But supporting your veteran, supporting your active duty soldier, that is the biggest thing that you can do, because really that's all you can do.
Right.
But don't give up in that fight, you know.
Just I'm not
keep doing
going
what
to.
You're doing. Yeah. And
it's frustrating to
your insight and what you're doing and putting out there.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, and thank you for calling, and thank you for your service. It's just weird. It's weird being on, you know, someone that cares so much about the country, and you know, and my values don't necessarily line up with every other patriot out there, you know, and I don't think they need to. I think I am who I am.
Right.
But you know, in order to, I just can't wrap my head around this. I don't think there's a patriotic bone in anybody's, any of those Democrats, bodies yesterday that voted on all this stuff, voted on the John Lewis bill, voted on infrastructure, voted on the congressional budget, and didn't even make a mention of what's going on in Afghanistan. How can you not talk about it? That's the thing that I just, it's disappointing. And that's where I think that's what happened is I woke up this morning and I'm like, it's another day, you know, another day of reporting the same news. I don't know if you watched it. Well, I didn't stream it out to social media. It was just on our 24-hour channel, but I'm like, I'm just having a bad day. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm just having a bad day in general, because that's, I woke up and I was I don't want to do this. You know, I don't want to report about all the awful things that are happening. Yeah. You know, and unfortunately, because just like you said,
I'm in Durango, Colorado.
Yeah.
And it's a small town. So I'm trying. I mean, I've got put on the, our local leadership. They put me on a watch list because of some threatening emails, which I apologize for. And
yeah,
I have gotten on top of my truck on Main Street and, you know, tried to have conversations with people. And it's because of you and your show that I need to get out there and do something.
Yeah. Yeah, just get out there, run for office or you know, join one of the local like boards. I mean, I was appointed by mayors in three different towns to sit on their boards when I was resident, because I asked and they had board vacancies, you know, and that's it. And if you want to be part of, you know, your country and of your city and of your and help dictate what's going on, you can do it. And that's the beauty of it. And everyone has that ability. But again, man, thank you for your service and stay cool out there in Durango. It sounds like a cool town just by saying it.
But. Absolutely.
All right, man. We'll see you.
Oh, it's amazing. Absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
See ya. All right. 661-661, you're live. What's up?
Hey, Steve. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I just want to say I've been watching you since, all those riots started, and I just want you to know how much I appreciate your show and how you love America just like most of us do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
wanted to wish you all the best, and I ordered one of your mystery boxes, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm going to order all that. I'm glad that I ordered these, because I didn't... I don't know if you saw... I'll show them again because it's pretty entertaining. You can watch it on replay because you can't see when you're listening to it. But so I ordered the F Your Mandates. So as you can see, nice little design. It's weird because I had to use the black for the outline of just a piece of it. But the problem is that I ordered a size that were way too big for a regular T-shirt. And again, this shirt is a 3XL. And you can see the design was armpit to armpit. So I think I'm going to make, you know, F Your Mandate flags, and they may go out in the mystery boxes as like a plus or something. Because I think that's a good idea, like window flags.
I think you should. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. Hey, well, thank you for calling. And
again, thank you.
Yeah. See ya. All right. 703 Virginia. You're up in my neck of the woods. How you doing?
What's up, man? My name's Nick Ignacio. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. A friend of mine told me to give you a call and talk to you about an event that I'm hosting this Friday.
Yeah.
If you are in Virginia, what part of Virginia are you in? I have no idea who you are. My friend just called me and said I should call in.
I'm about to, you're in, where are you, Loudoun County?
No, Fredericksburg.
Okay, so I'm like an hour and a half from you.
I try not to say it on the air
because Antifa hates me. They already published my address, so I try not to say it too much. But yeah, I'm kind of by like West Virginia, down 81 a little bit.
Okay, very good. Well, anyways, as I said, my name is Nick Ignacio. I'm actually the regional Tea Party chairman for the Pittsburgh region.
Yeah.
We are hosting an event this Friday in Spotsylvania County, my friend Amy said I should call in and tell you about it. Maybe you'd be interested and perhaps interested in attending. We do have Senator Amanda Chase and a bunch of other candidates and elected officials coming.
Yeah.
I myself am in a local race. So
are you? That's
it.
Do you own a restaurant?
I do not.
Oh, okay. I think I know who you are. Or I think I know who Amy is, because I think she came to Staunton with a protest that was there. Yeah, if you send me the details, soatley@ptnewsnetwork.com, or to send it to social. April will put it in the chat right now so everyone could see it. But yeah, if you send it and tell me what time, I'll see. I mean, would you want us to broadcast it out, or do you just want me to come?
I think that's what Amy suggested, that you might be interested in broadcasting it out. It's going to be, it'll be pretty safe. The county has, set up an incident command center for this. And,
okay.
We're not expecting any problems. So it'll be nice and safe and well attended as we,
What time is it?
It's 12 noon to 3 PM.
Okay. And so I can't come because, I won't be able to do it during the day. I could come in the evening, but I can't do it during the day because I pick up my kids and my wife is a teacher. So unfortunately I can't, I'm kind of trapped, but if send me an email anyway, because maybe we'll try to get someone there with a camera just to put it out so we can actually cover it and give you guys some publicity. So send me an email anyway, because we could have Adam get with someone and maybe and show you guys how to stream yourself, so it comes out and we'll broadcast it, so you'll have a much larger audience. I personally can't go during the days because my kids are in school, my wife's a teacher, and unless we super pre-plan it where she has to take a day off, there's no way I can come out there.
No, I understand. So, like I said, Amy had just suggested, but I'll be happy to do so, and I'm sure that I'll get your email and I'll go ahead and get that to you. So,
cool.
I thank you very much, Steve, for taking my call.
All right. No problem. Thank you.
All right.
So, I mean, with my schedule, I can't do anything during the day. So if you do have an event that you want us to come to, best bet is either Friday night or anytime during the weekend. Because, you know, I've always said it, my family comes first before anything else. And my wife wants to work, even though she doesn't need to. And that's her right. trust me, it's a daily argument every single day, because it would be today. I mean, you guys know I was live streaming today, and I literally, the whole Jen Psaki interview, I was gone. It took me an hour and 15 minutes to pick up my kids and their school. I could throw a baseball and hit their school. That, you know, but I have to, there's nowhere else. They can't come home by themselves. We live in America. When we were kids, we used to just come home and entertain ourselves. No, you can't do that anymore. Can't do that anymore. Anyway, 484, you're live. What's up?
Hey, Steve, long time listener, first time caller. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
That's good. So I am, hey, Triumph buddy, in the emails that I send you every once in a while.
Oh yeah,
and
what's up, man?
For like, geez, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's good talking to you. Good talking to you. I watch you on Apple TV on a 65-inch TV, and you look like a pretty big guy. I don't know if TV makes you look bigger or not.
I don't know. I'm big. I'm 300 pounds, but yeah, I'm a big dude.
But honestly, it's been, geez, probably 3 days a week for the last 75 weeks that watching your show and seeing everything going on. And I appreciate what you do and the time that you spend away from family doing it. It's a great opportunity for everybody to get some frustrations out, hearing everybody else share and see what's going on. And, you know, to bounce stuff off the walls and whatnot. And,
I like doing, well, I don't like doing the call-ins that much, but I like being able to, you guys may have been hearing a commercial, because everyone in the chat is telling people to go watch Fox. So Fox is in a commercial break. So I'm not quite sure why people are doing that, because it's really distracting everyone in the chat. So stop doing it unless there's like breaking news or something.
Yeah, you got everything set up right, man. I feel like you're going to explode in the next, I don't know, month or so, because everything you're doing the right way.
Well,
there's a couple other broadcasters out there that.
I hope so. I mean,
similar stuff, and I feel like you guys have a superpower team up kind of stuff going on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you following people and everywhere, all over the country, East Coast, Florida, Pennsylvania. I'm in the Pennsylvania area myself.
Yeah.
And Doug Mastriano, man, he's a senator that he can take it places if we give him the opportunity to do so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the biggest thing is just, you know, in terms of building this and to continue to build this is to not get frustrated and not get banned off of social media too. That's a pretty big one. But hey, man, thank you. Thank you for calling in. And also, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was ending the call. But yeah, if you got something else, I was going to thank you for all the tips and all the emails that you send all the time because I appreciate those.
No problem. Hey, you said that your family has a lot of your family are in the military.
They were.
I was very close to going into the military. I have several friends who were in the military. My father's a veteran. How can you, I put this, what do you think is the best thing to do for those who serve in the Middle East and are seeing what's going on right now?
I don't know.
I'm hesitant to reach out to some of my peers, but at the same point, I don't want to see them fall down that pitfall, that black hole of what we see on the media right now.
I don't know. I mean, my older brother, no one's in the military anymore, but my older brother, I talked to him, but not about war stuff. My younger brother talked to him, not about war stuff. And then my other brother, who was also an Iraq vet, he's no longer with us after March. So I don't know. I mean, it depends on your relationship, I suppose, with your family. Or just see what they just say. Hey, man, have you seen what's going on? Like, I don't know. I'd be a hypocrite if I said anything because I'm not talking to my brothers about it just because I don't even know what to say. And I know my opinion, as strong as it is so, I don't know. I almost feel like I would be crossing that line like if I try to talk to him about it because I didn't live that. I didn't go through those same experiences.
Right.
So to me, it's almost like I don't want to bring it up. You know what I mean? Just because because I know about the whole PTSD stuff and I just don't want to be the one to refresh anything. You know what I mean? And none of them pay attention to the news as much as I do either. So, you know, they may not know all the nitty gritty
or possible reasons like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my honest opinion. I don't do it because I don't want them to, I don't want it to bring up anything, you know, for them. So.
Understood. I appreciate everything you do, and I've come across the mantra of late that, you know, those who are successful do the things that the unsuccessful don't want to. So keep doing what you're doing, man. I appreciate it a lot.
All right. Thank you, man. All right. 330. Let me press that button. 330. You're live. What's up?
How you doing, Steve?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, a couple of questions. Did you ever get any response back from Portland's police on why with that shooting on Sunday that you had the videos on?
Yeah, the only information I got from them, or the only comment I got from them, was that they didn't have anything further to add. But they don't really like me either. So, I mean, the cop, he knows who I am. But yeah, that department, it's not that department. It's, you know, they're all, Ted Wheeler's a police commissioner, so They're very limited in what they could say. And so I got a generic response that said it was under investigation. They did and it's weird because later in the day they talked to other media outlets and I guess they admitted that now they're seeking a second shooter, but they didn't put out a press release from what I understand, you know, saying that they're seeking a second shooter. So I just don't think they care. I'll be honest. I don't think they care.
Well, that one video that you had up there, the one, it showed the guy that they had on the ground. He was behind a pillar and he stepped out and he was wearing the same thing as what that guy that in the video that they had, that they came up with their guns drawn and that it appeared that they were arresting. So I watched that video. I happened to freeze frame it and seeing that the hat the guy was wearing and the coat was the same one that was on the ground.
Right.
In that video, but I didn't know if you ever got a response back from them or not.
No, because
that's why
There was multiple gunmen. I mean, there was at least one other. I thought I heard two calibers shooting back, but there was at least one other person shooting back at him. And then that person had different clothing than the two that were walking him away at gunpoint before all the shooting started anyway. Both of those guys had guns. So there's three people that have not been identified and have not been publicly called out by the Portland Police Bureau. And that's purely because Ted Wheeler doesn't want to do it. You know, and so he's probably put a gag order on the Chuck Lovell, the chief.
I don't know how the citizens are how they're taking. I mean, I would be pretty angry and start standing up myself if I was a citizen in that city. But it's ridiculous. I know.
Everybody would do that. I think I literally would do that too. But then again, we're not in their shoes. And a lot of the people there, I mean, hell, whoever I spoke to, Villain, the other day when he said that the Yamhill pub was now an Antifa bar. And I'm like, what? Granted, I was like a punk rock kid, but I was always a conservative, you know, and the Yamhill pub was a place we would go. I worked in what did I do when I was in Portland? I worked in like a printing mill. And then every day I'd go there and I'd buy a pitcher of beer and then I'd go to I think it was Jack in the Box and buy food and go home every day, every single day. And it was such a different place then from what it is now, you know. But the problem is that community is so left. You know, there are people that are on the right there, but I mean, the community is so left that even if a citizen does go out and does something and then tries to make the case of like, what do you expect? The police aren't doing anything. The community's not doing anything. You're not going to be judged by your peers in that instance because you're going to be in a community full of people on the left and far left, you know? So I don't know. I mean, it's easy to say we would do something, you know, and I know I say it all the time. I say, I don't know how people are just standing around. And then I do a 180 and then I criticize them for doing something. So I don't know. The only thing I can do is I could pay attention to who I am and what kind of person I am. And I remember who I used to be even before I was, you know, a nice person. I remember I saw a guy hit a girl, you know, when I was drinking one day and I beat the bricks off him, you know, and I got in trouble for it, you know, and I was like, why am I in trouble? And even the girl who he hit me too. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, you know, but sometimes you think you're doing something right, but you're just not, you know, and I think those were your
emotions coming out.
Yeah, I was really annoyed. I just, you know, because, you know, the guy did that and the, you know, right in front of me and this girl and then the girl punched me square in the mouth after I knocked her boyfriend out that just hit her right in the face. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what do you expect? But I don't know. It is what it is. But hey, man, thank you for calling and be safe.
All right. I just wanted to add one more thing too. That one caller that called in.
Yeah.
I'm a retired fireman and EMT at 30 years. And I'll tell you, your emotions do come out at times. And it doesn't matter as far as him saying, well, I would be concerned about him being my partner. Well, I think I'm more concerned with how he was.
I know. That's exactly what I said. I'll tell you, you know, when I was in the EMT school and even fire school, they kept saying, they're like, you need to talk. Like, that's the biggest thing is you need to talk to people, you know, like talk to your wife. And if you can't talk to your wife about the stuff you see on calls, talk to somebody. And I'm like, yeah. I wish I talked to people. I didn't do it, you know,
they have.
And that's what I always say. Like at my old gym, they were all people that were, you know, fire cadets or police cadets. And they're like, any advice? And you know, you weren't a firefighter very long. And I'm like, yeah, talk. And they tell you to talk to people when you get home, talk. It doesn't matter if it was a good call or bad call, talk. Yep. Because, you know, it's for me, it was the one call that I probably knew it was going to happen, but after that, it just ruined it for me. It ruined my dream. So it is what it is, but.
Well.
But yeah, man.
A medical injury ruined mine. All right, I'll let you go. Thanks, man.
All right,
keep doing what you're doing.
All right, bye.
Bye.
251. 251, you're live on the air right now.
What's going on, guys? going on, Steve?
What up?
Not a whole lot. I've been following, been a member since, I think it was about the fourth night in Portland, and I want to say I really appreciate everything that you do. I'm fed up with everything to the point of right before Christmas, I cut all of my table off. I didn't want to watch Fox. I don't want to watch nothing from the news, and I get everything from you just because I'm sick of hearing all the hypocrisy, and it's really appreciate it. It's mind-boggling and mind-numbing, but I was listening earlier and was having my little four-year-old here, and I kind of got in and out of the conversation with the gentleman about not having emotions with medical, and I've been 25 years as an RN, as a travel nurse, flights and fixed wing, and I will tell you, I love the job, and I had to get out after 25 years last April. But the simple fact is, it's just, no, you can't have like an emotion while something is going on because you've got somebody's life in your hands.
Yeah.
But even when you're by yourself trying to decompress, it's hard to do. And that really stuck with me, kind of, you know, burnt my muzzle a little bit. And I think that we all should be able to talk openly about things.
It would be nice. It would be. Nobody understands what's going on. Nobody does.
I mean, I can remember in school, we would be fighting in school, and you know, just bloody, and you know, black eyes and everything. And when school was out, we were riding bicycles together.
Yeah.
And you just can't even have a conversation anymore with about things. And but I wanted to tell you this, and then I'll let you go. You're talking about the military and how they feel and how you felt about some things. And I have about five different cases that I was involved in that happened to me in that way. But I'm the most patriotic person that I know of.
Right.
And I cannot fathom how the military or family of military feel. I've had patients in helicopters that I would revive and be alive all the way to my destination and get there, and the doctor do some bonehead medicine change or whatever, and then they, you know, they pass off. And it's hard.
Yeah.
But even, you know, you made that, but for me, man, I cannot imagine. I mean, my most horrible thing to me is still, I can't imagine what these family members, what these servicemen that, you know, doesn't have arms or legs or can't see or, you know, traumatic brain injuries, their families, what are they going through?
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating, man, that like and going and voting for this, you know, Voting Rights Act. And while we have men and women over there that's trapped fighting for us to have that right, but
no, they're fighting for other people to have that freedom as well. That's the thing. That's the craziest thing. They're not fighting for us to have that freedom. They're fighting so other people can enjoy the same freedom that we are supposedly, you know, that we're supposed to have here. That's a mind boggling thing. And it, you know, I'm not even going to say that.
Well, it's just amazing to me. I mean, it takes a strong person, a good person, a patriotic person to fight for somebody that they know. You know what I mean?
Because
they have a stake in that game. But for somebody to be fighting for me or somebody to be fighting for you that doesn't know us from Adam's house yet, but they are going to risk their lives. They're going to risk their families. They're going to risk everything just so that we can have a right to enjoy, or, you know, not even, you know, I know they are part of it. They're going to enjoy the, you know, they're going to reap the benefits too. But I guarantee you, the majority of the people that are over there serving, they do not care or don't even think about themselves. They think about America. You know, that's what they're there for. And I don't understand it. I mean, I don't know of a person in America that is being refused to vote or know, do whatever.
Nobody does because nobody does. It's not happening. Nobody knows a person in America that's, you know, being disenfranchised by voting. Nobody does. It's not happening.
I'm tired of the left and the right and the progressive and the what. I'm tired of all of that. I just want to have people to show up and be honest.
Right.
And if you screwed up, then be honest about it. But this whole thing, I mean, this thing got to the point to where they're not even hiding the hypocrisy.
No.
And
yeah.
I had to cut my cable off, and I get everything from you. And I don't know, man. But I wanted to call in. Like I said, I'm a fan member, and I love your show. I've never been able to call in because I get very passionate and very emotional about this. And, you know, I love my country. You're in a shit show, clown, whatever you want to call it. But it's still, even at our worst, we are still the greatest country in the world. The greatest country in the world.
We are. I just think we're lost, but but we are. We are indeed. Hey, man, thank you for calling, and thank you for all your time as a nurse helping people. All right, man. Thank you.
Hang in there, bud.
I'm not going anywhere. I know, dude, I get frustrated. I'm not, I felt so much better when I went to the gym. And then I
love your rant. And I like one of the bloopers too, man. I love bloopers.
You love what?
I said, I love your rant, but I also love watching your bloopers. The blooper reels that you
I know
do all the time.
I love the blooper reels. They're so good. Yeah, I love them.
I laugh out loud.
I do too. All right, man. Thank you for watching.
All right.
See ya.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. 516. 516. You're live. How you doing?
How you doing?
All right. Hey.
Hey. Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
I've been with you from the beginning.
Nice.
29-year veteran of the FDNY.
Oh, wow.
I survived 9/11.
Oh, wow.
I sent you the hat.
Oh, yeah.
Biden.
They have it over there.
Yeah. Biden has failed his constitutional duties to protect the nation.
Yeah, he really did.
You know?
But the problem is our other lawmakers, the ones that could hold him accountable, don't have a spine to do it. You know what I mean? They just don't. Here's the thing. If you think about it, the logistics of everything, you have Gohmert, Gaetz, and Marjorie Taylor Greene holding a press conference talking about Joe Biden. And then you've got the team of eight or gang of eight or whatever that's inside. Both Republicans, and then holding a press conference about it. And then later on, you have the Democrats actually holding. There were some Democrats, I think it was like maybe a couple of them, that were, you know, saying that Joe Biden is wrong. Adam Schiff did it. That should have been a moment where the parties unified and called out Joe Biden for what he was doing and publicly did it. But they're not. You know what I mean? And some politicians, you know, right. I don't know. We don't have enough researchers, but it would be interesting to go through everyone's social media account and call out the politicians who did not make a single damn tweet or did not make a single Facebook comment or a public statement about what's going on in Afghanistan, because you know there are a lot. You know, but that would be something interesting to, you know, to publish an article and say these politicians, that here's evidence they don't care about you. They don't care about American lives because they didn't right. even they didn't even comment, you know.
They all seem to serve themselves.
It's just so sad. It's and
there are no statesmen anymore.
No, but that's why we need people like you. You know, firefighters, paramedics, nurses, doctors, lawyers, welders, construction workers. Those are the type of people that we need running for office, not lawyers and rich kids. We need real people.
Yeah, exactly.
We need just real people running for office. That's what it's supposed to be anyway. I'm so tired of just having all these pompous, like, you know, you got Bernie Sanders, who's been in office before I was alive. Joe Biden has been in office before I was alive. I'm 37 years old. These people have been holding office continuously since before I was alive. That should tell you something. They have a huge disconnect from reality. They don't know what it's like to...
Term limits.
Yeah. Term limits need to happen. You know, there's so many things. I mean, when's the last time Bernie Sanders actually filled up his... We need a lot of things. But hey, man, thank you for your service. And you guys got a big ride coming. Or not? You guys, but there's a big bike ride that's in a week or two, right? That's going down to D.C. for the FDNY.
Right, yeah. And you got Stephen Stiller doing the walk.
The walk, yeah.
From the Pentagon all the way to 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention my friend's son. He grew up in the firehouse, and he was killed in Afghanistan. His name was Lieutenant Joe Finer.
Lieutenant Joe what?
Finer.
Finer?
You know, Finer, yeah.
Yeah.
They have a memorial for him, and, you know, he runs Thing for Veterans.
Yeah.
His family. It's out there on the web.
Yeah. Because I know there's, I think it's a 343 bike ride or something. It starts in New York City, goes down to DC. It's not public. You know, we have family, right. We have family that's participating. So we're going, but I can't broadcast it or anything. They don't want that kind of publicity, but yeah, man, thank you so much for your service.
Just tell people to be careful on 9/11. That's all I
got to
say.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Steve. Thank you for what you do, Steve. I've been with you from the beginning.
I'll still be here. Thanks. Don't worry. All right, man. We'll see you. That's the hardest. Yeah, it's so hard because everyone's like, you know, like, I don't know how to end the calls. It's one of the reasons why I hate doing the calls. Because I don't know, like, everyone is so nice. And then I'm like, okay, sorry, bye. I got 17 people on hold. I don't want to do it. Like, I just want to just give them, you know, as much time as they want. And so I apologize for the people that have been on hold for a long time. I'm not being super nice to you. I see one that I think you keep disconnecting and calling, so you're probably experiencing. I'm going to skip the line. I'm picking up 201.
Hi, Steve. It's Kate.
Hey, I knew it because you've been trying to call, but every now and then, yeah. And then every now and then the phone, the number drops off, and I'm like,
busy life. Busy life.
So, what's up? How's the campaign?
I want to start off. Sorry. It's good. I have a meeting tomorrow night. I'm going to touch upon some of the things that have happened, but so far, so good. Sorry, I went out for a walk just so I could have a little bit of, like, private mom time because, as a parent, that never stops.
My wife is sleeping right now, and it's 8:14. So, trust me, I know.
Oh. Those early nights are now gone for me, but it's all good.
Oh, that's every night. that's
first
not early.
I want to definitely say.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little early. I go to bed a little later. It's all good. It's all good. My husband's in bed by like 10 because he leaves the house by 6. So,
yeah.
That being said, I definitely wanted to say thank you to the caller before. We lived through 9/11 personally. My husband was working on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange as well as my father-in-law. And it was very firsthand. They were ripping off their dress shirts and wetting them down with water just to be able to breathe.
Right.
Walked for 4 hours from New York to New Jersey. We literally did not know if they were alive or dead until about 10:30 that night. So definitely very personal, and I thank him for everything. And that being said, everything that's happening right now is pouring salt on a still very fresh wound. I just literally walked past. We have a memorial in my town for the 4 people that were killed that day.
Yeah.
And we have a piece of the tower by the memorial pond here. And I just walked by it, and it's fresh. And to see what's going on right now is it's a disgrace. I don't need to say it. We all know what it is.
It's a high crime and misdemeanor. That's what it is. You know, it is by far an impeachable offense, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen either. I don't. And I mean, you know, what we all went through, being like where I live, a lot of people commute to the city every day.
Yeah.
My husband still works in the city. And the gentleman before said, you know, be careful on 9/11. I know it falls on a weekend. We have a memorial set up here, but he'll be in the city working all that week. And to know that, you know, people are being released that could have had connections to that day, we don't even know. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Understand.
I don't know either. My wife remembers, because I don't remember what route it is, 41 or something right there, but she came over a hill. But in like
46.
Yeah. She came over a hill.
17.
No, it was 46. But she came over a hill, and I think it was in Lodi. Yeah. And she literally saw, you know, she saw it all. She remembers, you know, all the cars were all pulled over, and they just, you know, nobody was driving. Everybody was like, holy shit, you know. And I remember where I was a senior in high school, you know, and I was in a movie. We actually had a course called cinema studies, and we were watching movies, and I went to the bathroom, and as I'm walking back, there was people crying in my school, and then all the other high school classes all had their TVs on. And I walked back, and we were watching On the Waterfront with Marlon Brando in the cinema studies class. And I yelled to the teacher. I'm like, something is happening. Everybody's watching the news. And we watched it, and we saw the second plane go, and then they locked down our whole school and all that. And that was a change for a lot of people's lives.
It was. And I know a lot of people watched a bit from a distance, but if you lived through it, like you and I did, like being right here.
Well, I wasn't there. I was in Vermont. My wife was there. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, it's like my husband and my father-in-law have told me stories that when the planes hit, because the New York Stock Exchange, where they were working, is such a large financial market. Yeah. That no one knew what was happening, and they assumed that they were coming for them next, because World Trade was also a financial target.
Right.
And that they were literally tackling people that were trying to come in to get like cover from off the streets, because they couldn't breathe after the first tower collapse. And they were all tackling people that were like bum rushing the security guards at their building, just trying to escape, you know, the debris on the streets and everything, but they were yelling, they're coming for us. Yes, there's a bomber. Anyone that walked in with the backpack, we were taking them down. It was crazy. They walked from all the way from Manhattan over to the Liberty Science Center in Jersey City. And from there got taxis eventually, but you know, all cells were down. It was just a nightmare.
Yeah.
A nightmare that I never want to relive again.
No, you know? And nobody does. And it's, I don't even want to think about that. I don't even want to talk. Like, let's just hope.
I don't either.
You know?
Cause it makes my stomach sick.
Yeah. Mine too. Mine too.
It makes my stomach sick. But I want to tell you, so our high school, so our town is kind of split up. It's a little bit, I'm running for K through 8 Board of Ed.
Yeah.
So elementary Board of Ed, but then our high schools have a separate Board of Ed.
Really?
Shared district high schools, the Oakland, Wyckoff, Franklin, right? Yes. So high schools have a separate Board of Ed, and our Board of Ed meeting on Monday night got out of control. Crazy.
Really?
People were screaming at each other. The board was yelling at each other because our interim superintendent, fully vaccinated, but I'm not going there with whatever. He's in the hospital dying of COVID right now. So, yeah. And he has been, you know, someone that we've been able to talk to. Like, he's been fantastic. So we're totally distraught over what's happening there.
Right.
But someone else sitting on our Board of Ed in high school works for Pfizer. And they are
you really?
Yes. I swear to God, no conflict of interest at all, but yes, he works for Pfizer and he's sitting on our board.
Are they trying to mandate it for the schools?
Yes. And actually, I can send you an article if you want later, but Hoboken School District is said to be that they're going to be mandating vaccinations for 12 and up. And they're going to be the first school to be mandating it for students.
Send us that article or April can find it. And also your school district. Shit, we got a lot to write about tomorrow.
I have all the YouTube from the Board of Ed meeting on Monday. So two of my running mates have been running as a state with other people.
Yeah.
One of which is actually my boss. But I couldn't be there. My husband was not able to get home from work. I didn't have coverage. My mom's traveling, whatever.
Right.
But two of my running mates got up and spoke. I have everything on YouTube, so I can send it, the 12-part video. But
yeah,
pretty entertaining if you want to see.
Yeah.
And I'll send that over to you. So I have a meeting tomorrow night, so I won't be able to watch for my Board of Ed. I have a meeting with that and other political leaders around the area. So
right.
I'll be busy with that. But one of the women that we are kind of running against, who already holds a seat on our Board of Ed,
right,
is, I don't know, part of Woke Women of Color in our area.
Yeah.
So she also got up and spoke in the Board of Ed meeting. So it's a little heated right now with things. They're not calling anything CRT. It's not CRT. You know, it's CI. And
it's heated everywhere. I mean, and everyone's like, oh, it's not in our towns. They're literally meeting about this in school boards across the country. It is everywhere. Whether you like it or not, it's literally everywhere.
Murphy mandated it.
What's that?
Our governor mandated it. So our governor, Murphy, mandated that it is a part of the 2021-2022 curriculum. There are certain like guidelines or whatever that they have to meet. So
right.
No, they're not labeling anything as CRT, but it's under the guise of DEI and...
Yeah.
It's the same thing, just watered down.
Well, I think they did something. I think they did something similar here in Virginia too. You know, I don't know what it was, but my first grader came home the other day and my wife is like, look, they're teaching gender studies. And she said it just to piss me off. And I was like, what? Yeah. And he was drawing pictures of guys and girls or something like that. And I'm like, and she was just trying to get me going, you know? And then I said it last night, my other son came home and he's in sixth grade and apparently his teacher was talking about vaccinations and said, I just don't know why people aren't getting vaccinated and stuff like that. He told me that at dinner and I'm like, oh, what else did he say? And he goes, he said, it's pretty sad that people under 12 can't get it. And I'm like, he's telling a group of sixth graders this. Sixth graders, they're 10 years old, 10 or 11, so they can't get it. And then he's like, but he's fine because he's fully vaccinated, so he won't catch it from any of the kids. And I said, that's it. And I ran upstairs and I wrote out this whole big letter. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm not even going to send it because I'll make it harder for my kid. And then I asked him what happened today. And he said, because he said the teacher was talking about it all the time, almost every day. That teacher did not say a peep. And my wife is like, did you send that letter? And I'm like, I don't know if I did, but if I did, yeah, I was pissed, you know, but I was trying to respect my son because he's like, please don't send it, you know, but it's just weird, man.
I know it's tough. I mean, luckily my daughter, I guess she's going to be 10 in October, so she doesn't really know any better. So she thinks it's the coolest thing ever that I'm running for Board of Ed and I'm going to somehow be like some town celebrity. I don't think she understands the politics of it all, but all good. She's like fully supportive. But funny thing that actually the New Jersey Education Association had all of their teachers attend seminars about how to speak to students about vaccines.
Really?
So 100% they are talking to the kids about it.
Yeah. And see, I don't think they did it here, but this is the funny thing. Cause everyone knows my wife is a teacher. She's a teacher here, different district, but a teacher here. And she was even like, nah, that's too much. You know, that's too much. And when my wife says that, then, you know, I'm right. You know, because she very rarely will agree with me, but she did. Hey, but Kate, let me get some of these other callers. Thank you so much. And keep us updated on your campaign. Okay.
I will. I'll send you those emails. Okay.
Yeah, just send
from our YouTube board of high school board of ed and stuff.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Do
cool.
You want me to send it to you or April?
You can send it to the social email, social@ptnewsnetwork, because she'll see it. And if there's any clips that are worthwhile, okay. we'll put it on our show. All righty.
Okay. And in the videos, Ari and Scott are my running mates.
Ari and Scott. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Be safe.
Thanks, Steve.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. You too.
All right, 619. What's that? Another New Jersey phone number. 619. How you doing?
Hey, Steve. No, that's San Diego, boo.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I was wrong.
not. But I'm in Colorado, so it really doesn't matter.
It's gotcha.
Just a phone number.
Yeah, for sure.
So I know we can't really talk about the sea, and we got to be careful about talking about the V, but here's my question. I'm hearing some rumors that the health insurance companies are going to raise rates for non-vaccinated people. Have you heard any rumors about that? And I'd like to know, where can I research it? I've been online for the last couple hours just trying to find some information about it. However, I have a brother that lives in Michigan, and he said their local news just said if you're non-vaccinated, they are able to charge triple your health insurance rate. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't. I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, Delta Airlines, April wrote about it today. Delta Airlines is going to charge their employees $200 a month. For you know, the added cost that it may cost them if one of their employees catches COVID. I mean, but here's the thing is lawyers would love it. Like I would love right now, I promise you, I would love for our insurance to send us a letter saying we're going to charge you more unless you get vaccinated, because I would sue the shit out of them. Like because of what I know about the vaccine, because I know, yeah, there is FDA approval, but it's not for what's out there right now because they don't have it. And you know, there's so much you can't mandate. You just can't do it. It's not a requirement to have a TB test to have health insurance. So how the hell are you going to charge? You know, it doesn't that fall under the pre-existing condition thing? I don't know. It's all I hope not. But you know what it is? It's fear mongering, because that's the thing too. If it's unconfirmed, why the hell are media reporting it? You know, and that's another thing is the media is just so focused on pushing this agenda about vaccinations. That's why, you know, when the last time, like when COVID first hit last year, I had the COVID like graph and all that stuff on my website, and it had a shit ton of traffic. And then when I started realizing what's going on, I took it off of my website and the traffic dropped. And I was like, you know, I don't need to have this on the website anymore because it's not real. And not that COVID isn't, because COVID is real, but the data and that everybody's providing, you know, it doesn't matter to me anymore. Like, frankly, hell, I could have 17 cops come to my door right now and tell me you got to get vaccinated or you're going to jail. I'd be like, see you in jail. Like, it's just freaking not happening. The more they try to force it, the more they make me, you know, I'm not even opposed to the vax. I just don't, you know, I'm drug free. I don't put drugs in my body. You know, it's the reason why I don't do steroids. I barely take aspirin. I use CBD and I vape. You know, that's what I do. I don't do anything else. And shit, I had wisdom teeth pulled without even painkillers. That's how like anti-drug I am. And it's for me, that's what it is. You know, my wife is vaccinated. Pretty much all of my family members are vaccinated. It doesn't bother. And here's the beauty of it. They don't not talk to me or not see us because I choose not to get vaccinated. You know what? They don't care. It is what it is. You know, it's everyone makes their own choice. It's like me wearing shorts a day, or do I wear shorts or do I wear pants? I'm making a decision. I get to make that determination, and I usually wear shorts.
Well, hopefully the shorts you wear won't kill anybody.
You never know.
Well, I'm just making a joke. I really think that this is another tool for them to put divide across the nation. you know, the whole race thing hasn't been working so well. We ain't been hurt. We ain't been hearing too much about it lately, right?
Yeah.
But it's double bill sprinkle in here and there. But now they have to find something else to keep the fuel going as far as just conquer and divide the nation.
Yeah.
And I feel like this non-vaccine and vax thing, you know, versus each other or whatever, is really just another vehicle and another tool for our government to just keep us apart and make us just hate one another. It's
well, wait till you see. Yeah. So I'll wait till you see the article that April's putting out tomorrow morning. It's about a school board official.
I'm excited to read it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We haven't put it out yet. It's coming out tomorrow morning, but it's about a school board official. So she called children insurrectionists. Mm-hmm. I'm not joking. That's where this is going. That's where this is going. So,
oh, Lord,
so we'll have that article tomorrow, and it's freaking insane. What's going on in this country every day is insane. Mask mandates are insane. Vaccine mandates are insane. And what's going on in Afghanistan is insane, but whatever. Hey, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much for everything you're doing. I absolutely love the commentary, everybody participating and supporting one another. Thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks. See ya. All right. For everyone that's on hold right now, remember, you got to press 1 if you're ready to come on the air. I have exactly 27 more minutes of this show before the show is over. Okay, now, unlike some of the other ones where I just run and keep doing calls, now it's not happening today. Adam is going to be live at 9 o'clock. He's getting ready for his show. I could see his little volume button over there. You can't see it's covered by the overlay, but I could see he's either listening to my show, which I'll probably get a Slack message being like, I am listening to your show, or he's getting his show already. So he's going to be live at 9 o'clock. On PTNN, Citizen Stringer, and the 24-hour You Know What. So he'll be live there as well. So everyone that's on hold right now, what I need us to do, we got to just keep it like 2 minutes. 2 minutes of phone call to say what you want and then say goodbye. Not to be mean, but you know, I want to try to get through everybody. 831, you're next. What's up? How you doing?
Hey, this is Steve. Let's go. Let's ride.
What's up, buddy?
So, a military a veteran here, Air Force, 6 years, 42 years old, living in California. I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate you doing what you do. It's difficult when someone like me last year who didn't care for politics wanted to see what the hell was going on in the world.
Right.
And you find that these stations like OAN and Newsmax seem to make a bit more sense, but maybe there's still more I need to look around for. Once the protests started happening everywhere, I'm on YouTube doing a, you know, search for protests, live streams and everything, and sharing that with my buddies. And then I happened upon yours and realized that you don't have like one-sided views, like you're not left, you're not right, or whatever. And I think that kind of, that sense there, really rang true to me. I used to be leftist type of person until, you know, Bernie got screwed over, DNC screwed him over. And it made me look at the right, and they were making some sense too. And so I was like, well, you know, I guess I don't feel comfortable putting my foot in one side or the other. So right. I guess you'd call me a moderate.
Yeah.
But it just makes more sense. And you're so much more perceptive to things when you're in the middle, seeing the bullshit happening from both sides. And that's where you make so much more sense. And your integrity, I feel you're really, I guess as a man myself, I'm not a man without my integrity. I'm nothing without my integrity. Right. And having somebody like you putting forth so much effort out there for everybody and being so consistent, I'm hooked in. So
I appreciate that.
I want to thank you for all that.
No worries. Thank you for being a fan and watching.
That's all I got.
All right. No worries. Thank you. Thank you for watching.
All right, take care.
Keep watching.
Bye.
Yeah, we've got some great stuff coming up. Adam and I have been working feverishly. So, well, here's a little bit, because I'm tired of doing the calls. Here's a little bit of what we're doing. So we're going to start introducing a lot more videos. The way that we're doing the morning news show, while we like it, we may not be doing it the same way that we've been doing this week, where Adam runs for 2 hours live in the morning, and then I run for 3 or 4 hours during the day, and then we both do shows at night. Because, to be honest, it's kicking our asses. I don't know if people realize just how much goes into it. So it's hard. So what we're actually going to do is we're going to do more of like clips. So we're going to report news, but we're going to do it and we're going to broaden our horizon. So we're going to start, you know, I want to bring on, you know, a diehard sports fan that can write as well. And there's going to be a lot more videos on Citizen Stringer. We're going to have the same news in April and everybody pumping out as much news as we can all the time. But we're going to add a lot of video and a lot of content in there, because then there's two reasons. One, we can monetize the videos and stuff that we put on there, which means that we don't have to rely on YouTube or Facebook or, you know, pushing everybody to go buy shirts or whatever the case. It allows us to make money off of the ads. But two, it's just the engagement on videos is so much higher. You know, right now we have a lower, you know, because we're banned on YouTube. But then again, it won't matter. If we're banned on YouTube, it won't matter, because we could broadcast out and we know we're going to have a lot of people watching. So we're doing a lot of stuff. We're figuring out. We finally figured out the hiccups with the 24/7 feed. So we've been live now continuous without really any hiccups now for, I think, 3 days since Monday morning. And it's worked perfect. Knock on wood. And tomorrow we're going to be switching around some server stuff and doing a little bit more, but you know, we're doing it. We're doing it. It's costing a lot of money, but we're doing it. Sometimes I'm like, is this worth it? I should go back to just doing a regular podcast, you know, and stop doing this, but whatever. We're doing it. We're committed. 817, you're live.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm going to make this short and sweet.
Okay.
I just want to go back to a post that you made on Facebook today about the mystery boxes.
Yeah.
I'm in Facebook prison for the sixth time. I've got 12 days left. I'm a hard Facebook criminal. But I wanted to give a shout out to you, because every single mystery box and every item that we have ordered from you has been fantastic. I got 2 boxes on Saturday. Fortunately, I can stay home and my husband works.
Yeah.
And fortunately, he loves your shit, so he doesn't mind when I buy it.
Oh, there you go.
But I wanted to give a shout out to PTNN, and everyone probably knows who this is because I always call in.
Susie?
And that's it. I just wanted to say everyone needs to go buy your stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Do you know who this is?
Is it Susie?
Yeah, it's got to be her, right?
Yeah.
But I wanted to give a shout out and make sure everyone goes and buys your stuff. It's good quality.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Hey, thank you for calling in, and thank you for being such a dedicated follower with us, because that's awesome.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll see you.
Talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. All right, 952-952, how you doing?
How you doing, Steve?
I'm good.
Hey, I want to thank you for everything. I want to thank you for everything you do. All my friends, I've been watching since last year, and they joke because I'd go to work and be like, you should see what Steve's saying now. And they're like, oh, my God, Steve is your Facebook boyfriend. I'm like, no. But what I wanted to find out from you is, over this last year, everything that keeps coming out just seems to get worse and worse. And the more I look into things, I find myself getting more angry every day. I think last night was one of the worst, when I got home from work and watched your live that you had on yesterday. And to see all the information coming out about Afghanistan, and then you flip to when they're doing the voting, and I don't consider myself Republican or Democrat. I consider myself common sense,
yeah.
Kind of right is right and wrong is wrong. And listening to the Democrats completely ignore what's going on in Afghanistan, like they don't care, and all the things that are going on in Portland and California, you can just go in and steal shit. Yep. And now in Minneapolis, you don't get pulled over for expired tabs. Like, all the mass shootings. Like, I don't know where this world is coming to. And so any advice on how you get over being angry about how messed up everything is getting?
Yeah, so my advice is buy a lot of guns and move into the woods. That's why.
Well, I moved from Minnesota to Missouri, and I did buy a gun to bring with me, yeah. So I'm halfway there.
So I could say that's why I always complain about how much this show costs, because it's the guns. They just keep piling up, you know. But so every time I get pissed off, I either go to the gym or I just start looking at new guns. That's what I do. But yeah,
I've never been the one to use the word stupid, but how can so many people be so stupid?
It's not. They're
like
not
the way things are going.
Yeah, but they're
that's
not
common sense.
They're not being stupid. People are just that's what it is. Someone said that people are becoming uncivilized. That's what it is. People are becoming uncivilized. Exactly. They're forgetting that they're Americans. And unfortunately, it's probably going to come down to people actually reminding people that, hey, this is America. Because it's, and I don't know, I think we're a melting pot. I think people may just be like, hey, guess what? It's time to remind people we're in America. Like, I just don't know. I think it's such a dangerous game we're playing, you know, our politicians.
Well, we definitely are melting pot now.
Yeah, but
we definitely are a melting pot now.
We really are.
Over a million people in the southern border, and now they've evacuated 50 or 60,000 from Afghanistan.
70.
But only 5 or 6,000 are actually U.S. citizens.
70,000, only
70,000 now?
Yeah, and only 4,500. If you believe the State Department's numbers, they wouldn't give you any numbers. But they've evacuated 82,000 people, and of those 82,000, 45, give or take a few, are American citizens.
Right.
And then they say that when they started, then they say when they started, there were only 6,000 Americans. I've heard numbers as high as 50,000. And they're saying there's only 6,000 Americans. They're setting it up, you know, and I've said this several times, they're setting up to leave them there. That's what they're doing. They're going to say, we tried everything. Then today they come in. Then today they come out and say there's only 6,000 total, and we've rescued 4,500, and we've already made contact with 500 others, so it's only 1,000 outstanding. And then 2 days later, they're going to say we brought home, you know, 1,500 or 1,400 Americans. There's only 100 outstanding, and forgetting about the fact or lying about the fact that there's probably 5 or 6 or 7 or 8,000, you know, more Americans that are over there. So. It's mind-boggling that one of the State Department actually held a press call over the phone with the media this morning, where they said they believe there are 4,000 Americans outstanding. And then they actually retracted that statement, because that's when the Secretary Blinken got up and said that he believes only 1,500 Americans. So, like, they do know exactly how many Americans are over there, and we will never know that. It's just, we will never know. And any politician who's part of any of these special committees or anybody, as soon as this drawback actually happens, and if they know how many Americans are there, if they do not be honest and say how many are there, then they need to go as well. But I think everyone needs to run for office. But hey, thank you so much for calling. I got to get through to some of these other ones real quick. But thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for everything you do and all the research. It's made us all a lot more knowledgeable.
Oh, no worries.
Thank you.
See ya. 859-859, you're live.
Hey, Steve. This is Tim from Kentucky.
What's up, Tim from
Kentucky? I know the rules, so I'll just say this. We have two Republican senators, and we voted Republican for president. And we have a Democrat governor. Think about that. And for Susie, I'll say, just turn it over to God, because I get so upset sometimes with all of this that without that, you have nothing. And the main thing I wanted to talk about that concerns me is the political prisoners that we have in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
It amazes me that we can have Congress show up there and they are just not allowed in. And we have none of the heads of our parties that go to speak of it. And just, it's just like it never even happened.
It's,
I mean, how can you have a jail in D.C. that just doesn't allow Congress to come in? You had the people that actually set their budgets. One of the guys there was there and was not allowed in.
Right.
And we don't hear anything more about this. Why aren't more Congress and senators and congressmen speaking out about this?
I don't know. That's
just amazing.
Yeah, that's a question I don't understand. And then we learned today that this January 6th commission is going to, they want to subpoena Congress people's phones. They want all sorts of, you know, I couldn't tell you, dude. I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you why burning a BLM flag, it will get you 6 months behind bars, but burning down a church will get you nothing.
Right.
Or kicking a guy in the back of the head while he's down, nearly killing him. You get a year and then you get let out early. Like, I don't know. I can't, there's no rationale for what's going on in this country anymore.
What happens if we get Republicans in there in the future? Are we going to look back and do something about this? Or are we just going to let it go?
No. If we don't, then I'll push a nationwide recall. I already thought about doing it, to be honest, but the election where I wanted to do a recall, it was so close anyway, you know, over, I don't know. I think everyone should run for office. I'm not joking. We need regular people to do it. We need you. We need, you know,
I agree.
We just need regular people to do it.
Ashley Babbitt's killer is going to be on with Lester Holt. You heard about that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be on tomorrow at 6:30 with Lester Holt. And I'll probably have a lot of clips from that show because I'll be watching that and I'll go live after that one. But yeah. Michael Byrd, Ashley Babbitt's murderer, is likely getting paid to go on national television and essentially brag about it. So, yeah, that's tomorrow night.
Right. Just amazing.
It's insane.
Yeah,
but
that's
my thing.
I mean, there's a thousand concerns, but that's...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No,
I got a lot of callers.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got to go. I only have 12 minutes left. But, hey, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He seemed really mad. He's like, yeah, whatever. 360. Don't be mad, but you're only going to have 2 minutes. Go.
Oh.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Oh, hey, Steve. What's going on, man? First off, I just want to tell you, you're amazing. I started watching your show, you know, during this whole Portland, all this crap that happened last year.
Yeah.
I have since started watching your show, stopped watching all other news completely because everybody I argue with at work and everywhere else, they tell me all this stuff about Fox News, CNN, and then I just pull up your videos. I'm like, yeah, they're all lying to you. Watch this, you know? So
yeah.
I'm doing my best to spread you out there, man.
Oh, well, thank you.
Mainly, the big thing I wanted to say is Washington State, you know, we've got Dickhead Inslee as the governor.
Yeah.
And you made that mandate. Well, this month about all employees that work at the school districts have to get the vaccine
right,
or be fired. So here at the local school district, they're definitely making a pushback, and it's nice to see my neighbor works for the school district, and they had a big meeting. Essentially, all they need is a handwritten note saying, I'm not getting the vaccine, and they're taking that as their exemption because they can't they can't record the reason for the exemption.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know. I just wanted to put that out there. It might be small, but...
No, it's a win.
Local school district thing. It is a win, man. It's a small win, but it's got to start somewhere.
For sure.
So,
hey, man, thank you for calling in.
And positive out there.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for watching. All right, 415-415, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. You've got 2 minutes.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. Hey, I'm actually in Portland. I hear you are coming to Portland in November, and I'm really hoping to meet you because you are a hero.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if we're. I'm not doing a meet and greet in Portland because Antifa will show up, and I'll never leave Portland. I'll go to jail forever. So, but we're gonna. What our plan is one day we're not even gonna announce it. We're gonna do a show, and everyone's gonna know damn well we're in Portland, and then we're gonna leave. I'm not doing a meet and greet or anything like that because, well, I don't want to be in jail for the rest of my life. You know what I mean? And any of these little kids that want to throw piss or shit at me, yeah, they're going to lose their life, probably. So I'll be honest. So I'm not, I have a plan.
We need you here, though.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Well, if your plan involves meeting and or hooking up with people who live here, I hope I get to meet you because I think you're just awesome.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I mean, we have a large audience, so we just need a large security. Like, we even need a really big group of security.
Yeah. I mean, there's ways to do it so that it's all private and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be.
But we could use it this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, this weekend,
we could have used you here this weekend.
This weekend was a success. Like, I mean, in all honesty, it was not a bad weekend in Portland. Yes, you had Antifa and you had the Proud Boys. The Proud Boys literally went out of their way to avoid conflict. And even though the media is not portraying it completely, we all saw it. 8,000 people watched here live. 8,000 people across all of our platforms watched them. And I know we changed the minds because we covered everything live. So for everyone, you know, I know 100%. I got emails from people that are like, "Hey, were those Proud Boys? Is that like Proud Boys everywhere?" And they're like, "That was way different than what we know." And I'm like, "Exactly." And then you saw Antifa attack, and now the big thing. It hasn't gotten picked up by mainstream media yet, but it will. Give it probably Thursday or Friday. The reports of Antifa beating up that female journalist will make it on national news. And then there's already outcries, you know, all the social justice warrior groups from Portland and the Pacific Northwest have already condemned Antifa for the attack on journalists. So, which is really funny because she was a well-known journalist there. So yeah, hopefully it, hopefully it gets some attention, but hey man, I got to wrap it up. But yeah, no one will know when I'm in Portland unless we find something else, unless we have some sort of venue or something like that. But no one will know until we're there. So, all right.
We could do it at my house. We
need a castle, bro. Unless you live in a castle with moats and shit, there's no way it's happening. But all right, man. Thank you for calling.
Unfortunately, I don't. All right, brother.
Oh, sorry. I hung up. All right, guys. We only have 1 minute. 1 minute. There's four more people on the calls. We only have 1 minute for each of you. 678. 678. You're live. What's up? 678. You're live. Georgia. You're done. 228. 228. You're live.
Hey, Steve, I'm going to be very quick.
Sweet.
And stay within my minute.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to say that I understand that right now this country needs to be focused on the treason committed by Biden.
Right.
But I'm hoping that you will look into the Mississippi Initiative 65, where 74% of Mississippians voted in favor of medical marijuana to be used for cancer, epilepsy, seizures, this sort of thing.
Yeah.
However, it was taken away from us by our Supreme Court. So 74% of us voted in favor of something, and our Supreme Court took it away from us. And so I would hope that maybe when you can, and maybe look into this and see, you know, what happened.
Yeah.
And last thing, for your transfers, maybe consider put them on jogging pants where it goes down and says, you know, put mandate after yours. So it goes down the leg of jogging pants and then make a shirt matching. So when you get your other transfers in, so you would have a matching set. So that might be something you could consider with your transfers. Did I make it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll figure it out. I don't know the joggers. I don't know how I'd look in joggers. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, other people will probably find, you know, that's kind of the thing.
I know.
You have it bug down your leg.
I'm just making jokes. All right. But hey, thank you for calling.
Bye now. Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye. All right. 989-989, you're live.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Loud and clear.
Okay. I was born and raised in Louisiana. Yep. I now live in northern Michigan. Love it. Quiet. My concern is right now my niece, she lives in North Carolina, and we had a big conversation on my birthday, which is the 23rd, about how her school is allowing them to choose what they want to be called. She chose Kyle. Her name is Lex.
Yeah.
So why is that being allowed in our schools at all?
I don't
You're either a girl or a boy.
I was thinking about this because it actually came up. My wife has I can't say that. It came up with my wife, you know, and we were talking about it today and something that she's dealing with. And then I realized I don't give a shit. If my son wanted to go to school and be called something else, I don't care. And I certainly don't care if someone else's kid is doing it. I really don't. And these are young kids too. My one kid dresses like an idiot every day. Like, you know, it is what it is. We have bigger issues to worry about than what name someone is going by. You know, as long as they're not getting gender reassignment surgery when they're kids and they're going to regret it for the rest of their life, I don't care anymore. And I did a month ago, I cared about that. I've realized I don't care. Our country's fucking falling apart. I'm not going to worry about pronouns or, you know, whether a dude wants to be called a girl or a guy, or I don't care. But I hear you. It's to each their own, but our country's falling apart, so I don't want to do that anymore. But hey, I'm gonna try to say something to this last caller. We only have 90 seconds left, so I gotta wrap. Oh, I think I lost her. She probably hung up. Sorry, I wasn't being mean either. 631, you're live. You got like 5 seconds. How you doing?
Oh, Lord have mercy. How you doing, Steve?
60 seconds. I'm good. You really got to be quick because we got to wrap.
Yeah, I'm the last caller. So anyway, yeah, I'll try to be as quick as I can. This is John from Long Island. Been following me since George Floyd riots, like every, you know, most people.
Yeah.
I just want to say I got the greatest, utmost respect for you and your team.
Oh, thank you.
Love watching you, and you turn me on to. You guys turn me on to a lot of good streamers out there who are interested in, you know, just getting the truth out there every day, you know, like from the bullshit that we see in the mainstream media all the time.
Well, thank you.
Here's my question. I was a little hesitant on, this is my first time calling in to you, just to let you know. I'm a little hesitant on calling in because I didn't know how you were going to feel about this.
10 seconds.
I know how you felt about, you know, the J6 riot and everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, in lieu of, you know, the caller a few minutes ago talking about the political prisoners and everything, and, you know, with the insurrection, you know, pretty much being debunked, you know, by the FBI now, I just want to get your thoughts on the September 18th protest and whether you think, you know, it's a good idea to go. You think it might be another setup. You think it's safe.
What's your thought? September 18th in D.C., they're holding a January 6th one. I was going to go. I can't go because that and it kind of sucks, to be honest, because I think if there is anything bad that goes on that day, it's going to take away from something good, because there are firefighters that are biking from New York to D.C. and they're going to get to D.C. And they're doing it in honor of all, you know, soldiers from September 11th and firefighters that died in September 11th. And it's been planned for months. Once I found out about that, I made my own choice that I'm not even going to cover the January 6th thing, because I was already planning on going there and supporting our family that is participating in that event. So do I think it's worthwhile and go? Yes, I do, because we have people that are being disenfranchised. I personally can't do it because I'm making a choice of supporting family because I think that's very important. And
I think also that, you know, we're going to go down there, you know, people are going to go down there. They're going to learn from what happened on J6. I mean, they're not going to, there's not going to be any attempt, you know, to actually go into the Capitol building this time.
Right.
I mean, I think it'll be nice, peaceful.
I think everyone should go to show support for the people that, but here's the thing, it's a mix because you're not saying they're all innocent. What you're doing is you're saying, hey, they're being treated unfairly because no one is saying that the people that are in jail are not all of them. They're let me wrap
with everybody else. I mean, you beat up cops, you know, you did damage and everything. Face the consequences, do your time. No, but there's, I've been following, Citizens Against Political Persecution.
Hold on one second. Adam, hold on. Adam, if you can hear me, put up your intro as soon as you're ready to go, and I'll cut over to you. Sorry, because I'm trying to figure out if he's ready, because I don't want to switch over the camera to him if he's not ready yet, but... Yeah, because my show is over. Now we're just waiting.
I appreciate you taking
it. No, you're fine. I just don't think he's listening.
I appreciate you taking the time to discuss this, though.
No worries.
Yeah.
No worries. But, hey, man, thanks for calling in.
Anyway, I just wanted to get your thought on it. I appreciate it, Steve. I appreciate all you guys do, man.
No worries.
Keep it up.
All right, we'll see you. Bye.
Have a good night.
You too. All right, let me end this one and then hang up here. I'm waiting for him to do it. He's not doing it. It's pissing me off because my show is over and I should do it right now. So well, he needs 1 minute. Okay. He's not ready. See, this is high tech shit now. I know you guys probably don't realize, but this is high tech shit because he's getting his show ready. I could see him in the studio in Atlanta. And so that's why I said he just throws up his intro and then I'll know that he's ready to go. So I guess I have a minute or two more, but, man, it's been a day and he's listening. So he hears me laughing at him, but whatever, it is what it is. So everyone that's watching on, social media, I'm going to wrap up and then I'll just hang out with the PTNN crowd until Adam goes live. He'll be live on all his social media channels, plus he'll be live on all of our streaming channels. So I appreciate you guys for being here. I appreciate everyone for calling in, and I really appreciate all the well wishes and all the, you know, thank you for calling stuff. And thank you for doing, because I'll tell you what, this is the best call-in show I've done. Well, the freight and whiskey ones that I used to do were pretty fun because I was super drunk by the end of them, but I don't do that anymore. So this was a good one. We didn't have the trolls dropping the N-bombs or anything like that. So it was good. I really, really enjoyed it. But yeah, as soon as Adam lets me know he's ready, I'll go. But everyone watching on social media, I'm cutting this feed for you guys right after the intro, right out after the outro, if I get it to play right here.
You've been listening to Wake Up America with Stephen Oatley, unapologetically American and unapologetically honest. Join us each night at 8 p.m. for more daily headlines, politics, and social issues, covering the headlines that mainstream media ignores. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review the show. See more on the website at citizenstringer.com. And we'll see you tomorrow on Wake Up America.